Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Randana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Randana Jamuna Tira Manachari Jamuna Tira Manachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki Jayam Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivrajaka Charja Astotara Satashri Shumarji Vangre Sesi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki Jai Iskandi Viti Fangriva Charja Srila Prabhupada ki Jai Jayam Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivrajaka Charja Astotara Satashri Shumarji Vangre Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada ki Jai Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai Gaur Pramanandi. All glories to the Assembly Devotees, all glories to the Assembly Devotees, all glories to the Assembly Devotees, all glories to Sri Sri Guru Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today's class is on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 13, Brahma Stealing the Boys and Calves, Text Number 18. Tata Krishna Mudam Kartum Tanmatrinam Chakasyacha Ubhayayutam Atmanam Chakre Vishvakridishvara Tata Krishna Mudam Kartum Tanmatrinam Chakasyacha Ubhayayutam Atmanam Chakre Vishva Kridishvara Tata Krishna Mudam Kartum Tanmatrinam Chakasya Cha Ubhayayitam Atmanam चक्रे विश्व क्रीश्वर सदा कृष्णामुदं कर्तुं तेनां च कस्य च आत्मानम् तथा कृष्णामुदं कर्तुं तन्मातॄणां च कस्य च तन्मातॄणां च कस्य च उभयायितमात्मानं चक्रे विश्वकृतीश्वर माताजी तन्मातॄणां च कस्य च उभयायितमात्मानं चक्रे विश्वकृतीश्वरः तथा कृष्णमुदं कर्तुं तथा कृष्णमुदं कर्तुं तन्मातॄणां च कस्य च उभयायितमात्मानं चक्रे विश्वकृतीश्वरः Okay, word for word. ततः thereafter, कृष्णः the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mudam, pleasure, kartum, to create, tatmatrinam cha, of the mothers of the cowherd boys and calves, kasya cha, and the pleasure of Brahma, Brahma, ubhayaitam, expansion both as the calves and as the cowherd boys. Atmanam, himself, chakre, did, Vishvakrit Ishvaraha. It was not difficult for him, for he is the creator of the whole cosmic manifestation. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Thereafter, just to create pleasure both for Brahma and for the mothers of the calves and cowherd boys, Krishna, the creator of the entire cosmic manifestation, expanded himself as calves and boys. Purport. Although Brahma was already entangled in bewilderment, he wanted to show his power to the cowherd boys. But after he took away the boys and their calves and returned to his abode, Krishna created further astonishment for Brahma and for the mothers of the boys by establishing the lunch pastimes in the forest again and replacing all the calves and boys just as they had appeared before. According to the Vedas, Eka Ekam Bahusyam, the personality of Godhead can become many, many millions upon millions of calves and cowherd boys, as he did to bewilder Brahma more and more. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the verse again. Thereafter, just to create pleasure both for Brahma and for the mothers of the calves and cowherd boys, Krishna, the creator of the entire cosmic manifestation, expanded himself as calves and boys. So in the Brahma Samhita 5:33, Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Ananta Rupam Adyam Purana Purusham Yavanau Vanam Cha Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhakto Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is inaccessible to the Vedas, but obtainable by pure, unalloyed devotion of the soul, who is without a second, who is not subject to decay, is without a beginning, whose form is endless, who is the beginning and the eternal Purusha, yet he is a person possessing the beauty of blooming youth. So these are verses from the Brahma Samhita explaining the supremacy and the power and the omnipotence of Krishna. Here we see Brahma being bewildered by the Lord. And it is described that Lord Brahma, he wanted to test Krishna. Srila Prabhupada described that there are many people in India, many yogis and swamis and so forth, who claim to be God. And sometimes they get tested to see if they're really God. So here, Lord Brahma was also thinking like that. Maybe this is just a great sage, or maybe a demigod. So he wants to test Krishna to see if it's actually true that he is God. And he was so bewildered. He was bewildered first that how is this young boy playing with his friends in the forest with the cows? How could he be the supreme? So he wanted to test him. And in the end we'll see that Krishna will bewilder him completely when he will show him the forms, that all these boys are actually Vishnu forms. He expanded himself into all these Vishnu forms. And then he changed immediately into the little boy with some prasadam in his hand eating. So immediately Brahma was even more bewildered at that time. So Krishna's power is so great. There's so many descriptions given in the Vedic literatures. First of all, he is everything. From him, everyone else is coming, including Brahma. And he can completely bewilder anyone. In fact, he can even bewilder himself by his yogic potency. By Yoga Maya, it is said that Lord Brahma was bewildered, the cowherd boys, mothers and parents, they were bewildered, and Krishna himself was bewildered by this Yoga Maya potency. So he can do anything he wants. Of all the different forms of Krishna, Krishna is the supreme. He is coming, He has so many different expansions and so many forms. There are the six avatars coming from Krishna, Balram being the first expansion of Krishna, and then all those Chaturvyuhas, Narayan, the Vishnu forms. So many different forms are coming from Krishna. The six kinds of avatars, I like to go through them. So that just for information's sake, I'm sure many of you already know them, but I'll just like to repeat them. They are the Purusha avatars, There is a Leela avatars, those Purusha avatars, like the forms of Vishnu. Then they have Leela avatars, those avatars that perform pastimes, like Lord Ram and so forth. Then the Yuga avatars, those that come in a different Yuga. Manvantara avatars, the Guna avatars, and then the Shakti Avesh avatars. And those who are empowered. And some people said that Srila Prabhupada is one of those Shakti Avesh avatars, being especially empowered to give Krishna consciousness to the whole world. So of all of these, Krishna is supreme. All these are coming from him, and he is supreme. Ete cham sakalapum sam krishnastu bhagavan swayam indrari vyakulam lokam mridayanti yuge yuge. So out of all the different incarnations and all the different potencies that come from Krishna, Krishna is still supreme. Balaram one time he quizzed Krishna on this particular pastime. Balaram thought he was going to ask Krishna a question, that he thought that all these cowherd boys and all this bewilderment that he's creating, that the boys and calves and so forth, that these that he've already changed, the cowherd boys and the calves, that these were all demigods, or maybe they were great sages and so forth. And Krishna, of course, at that time, he explained to Balaram who these boys are and what has happened and how Brahma has actually stolen the boys and calves and trying to test me. He wanted to test me. So in this way, Krishna can perform any pastime, anything that he wants to do. There is we know of the expansions, 16,108 different expansions that he had when he was saving the princesses from a demon. The demon name was Bhaumasur. You probably read that story in Krishna book. At night when you drink milk, you read the story of Krishna book. So Bhaumasur, sometimes Srila Prabhupada call him Narakasur. Narak means hell, hellish demon. So Bhaumasur, what he did was he stole the princesses and he locked them up. And all of them were praying to Krishna to please save them. So Krishna actually came, had a hard time trying to kill the demon. They said that around the palaces of the demon, there were so many restrictions, all kinds of different, there was water, and there was, you know, sometimes around your house there was just a fence, wooden fence or concrete fence, but this one had like layers and layers of different types of protection, and all of those Krishna had to defeat in order to get to the princesses. Anyway, he finally killed the demon and rescued all those princesses. But it didn't end there. He got married to all of them, because the system was that if a woman leaves home, if a young girl leaves home and go with another person, then no one will marry her after that. So because all of these princesses, they were taken by the demon Bhaumasura, nobody would marry them. So Krishna married them himself. 16,108, and Srila Prabhupada said that Krishna, he gave each one a beautiful palace made of all different kinds of emerald and gold and what is lapis lazuli and markata gems. And each room was filled with all kinds of furniture, very expensive furniture. And all the lawns and gardens and everything that you would want in a palace, anything you would want to have, you can get. Because Krishna can provide that. He has all that opulence. Aishwaryasya Viryasya, Aishwaryasya Samagrasya Viryasya Yashashashriya. These are six opulences Krishna has, and sometimes he can show them, and sometimes he can just pull them in. He's so powerful. He has all these expansions even in the Vaikuntha planets. Each of those planetary systems, each of those planets is ruled by a different form of Krishna. He has expanded himself into different forms: Purushottam, Trivikram, Keshava, Madhava, Anirudh, Rishikesh, Shankarshan, Pradyumna, Sridhar, Vasudev, Damodar, and so many others. Unlimited forms of Krishna. This verse, Aishwaryasya Viryasya Samagrasya. This verse was spoken by Parashar Muni in glorifying Krishna. Parashar Muni, you will remember, is the father of Vyasadev. And this verse is actually coming from the Vishnu Puran. And it just describes Krishna's power. Jnana Vairagya also. Krishna also has full knowledge and full renunciation to the unlimited degree, Srila Prabhupada said. He has all these qualities to an unlimited degree. Sanam Bhaga Itingana. So Srila Prabhupada described that the expansions of Krishna are just like a rough, crude example of his expansion is like the different images we see on the television. If you have 1 million people with television at home and they see the same image at the same time. So all of them are seeing, but that image is just an image. It's not the person. It's not really the person. But with Krishna, the person is there. All the images on the television, Prabhupada described, that they're all doing the same thing. If they scratch their head, they all scratch the head at the same time. And each one will see that. But with Krishna, in each of the different palaces, when Narad Muni went there, he was seeing that in one palace, Krishna was playing with the kids. In another palace, he was talking to his wife. In another palace, he's playing with the children. In different palaces, he was doing different things. It wasn't like the television set. So Krishna is so powerful. And Indra had already been bewildered. Indra also thought that this little cowherd boy, what can he do? Why is he trying to stop them from offering me my bhoga? So in the Govardhan Leela, Indra, he wanted to get his offerings, and Krishna says, no, Baba, why you are offering? Why everybody is coming with all these nice preparations? Who are they going to offer it to? Oh, we have to offer it to Indra because he is supplying all the rain, he is supplying all the green grass for the cows and so forth. We must offer to Lord Indra. No. Govardhan is what is providing all these things. We should offer it to Govardhan. Of course, that's Krishna himself. And so when Indra heard that, he was very upset. Upset is too light a term. He was very he was very fierce and he was really angry. So he told Samvartika Cloud, you go there and just inundate this place. We'll see who this little boy is. So the Samvartika Cloud, when he went there and he saw it was Krishna, he came back and he told Indra. In one of the plays, I like how the player explained it. And the cloud was saying, like Samvartika Cloud,
but Indra, Krishna is very powerful.
Krishna was very powerful. Krishna is powerful. And the Samvartika cloud understood that at that time. Indra didn't. He just thought it was a little cowherd boy.
Indra is very, Krishna is very powerful. So he learned his lesson, and of course he came, and Krishna was so angry with him, and he was so ashamed of himself. He didn't come to see Krishna, he didn't come to bow down before Krishna himself, because he was thinking maybe Krishna is going to chastise him a lot. So he sent the cow. Krishna is very kind to the cow, protector of the cows. So Krishna, Indra, he has the Surabhi cows, Surabhi. And so he had Surabhi cow in front of him in going to approach Krishna and trying to please the Lord. So in all these different pastimes, we see that Krishna is realized by the different personalities. And Brahma here also, he will get his punishment and his experience of seeing Krishna as the Supreme. And he will also say his prayers, very, very nice prayers that Brahma will recite. In another verse in the Brahma Samhita, Ramadi Murti Shukalani Amena Tishtan Nana Vatara Makarod Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Parama Pumanyo Govinda Madi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. And I worship Govinda, who is always situated in various incarnations, such as Ram, Nrisimha, and many sub-incarnations as well, but who is the original personality of Godhead, known as Krishna, and who incarnates personally also. Lord Chaitanya mentioned to Sanatana Goswami, he said that a plenary expansion of Krishna presides over each of the innumerable planets in the spiritual sky. These expansions, which have four arms, are called Narayan expansions, and the spiritual sky is called Narayana Loka, which is another name, I guess, for Vaikuntha. And this is just a little description to show how powerful Krishna is and all his expansions and the things that he creates, how big and grand and wonderful they are. He said, he's talking about the spiritual world now, this is Goloka Vrindavan. The breadth of each spiritual planet is 8 miles multiplied by 100, and that much multiplied by 1,000, multiplied by 10,000, multiplied by 100,000, and multiplied by 10 million. Krishna, Srila Prabhupada said, in other words, each spiritual planet is beyond our ability to measure. And this is considered a fraction of Krishna's potency. This whole material world, now that's of course the spiritual world, but in Bhagavad Gita is described that the material world is just a fraction, is just a, what's the word used? Yeah. Ekanshena stita jagat. But Krishna is telling Arjuna, it is just a fraction of my potency. So Krishna is extremely powerful. Bilva Mangal Thakur has written a verse where Krishna, remember in the Rasa dance, Krishna was expanding himself to dance with each of the gopis. And Bilva Mangal Thakur wrote a verse. He said, Anganam anganam antara madhavo, madhavam madhavam chatare nangana. You know that word? Itham akalpite mandale madhyaga sanjagau venuna devaki nandana. Lord Madhava was situated between each pair of gopis, and the gopi was situated between each pair of his manifestations. And Sri Krishna, the son of Devaki, also appeared in the middle of the circle, playing upon his flute and singing. This is very, very sweet. And then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said, He said that he points out that the gopis, maddened by love, were unable to understand that Krishna had expanded himself so he could personally dance with each of them. Each gopi saw one manifestation of Krishna, the demigods and their wives. Oh, this is important. The demigods and their wives, however, could see all his different manifestations as they watched the rasa dance from their airplanes, and thus they were completely astonished. So the gopis could not see that, but the demigods who were in their airplanes above, they could see Krishna's manifestations dancing with each of the gopis. I'll conclude with us with a description here Prabhupada gave of when Krishna was going to get married to the daughter of King Nagnajit. In the 10th, it says 10th canto, 58 chapter, 33rd verse. And it said, O King Nagnajit, the very pious king of Kaushalya, had a lovely daughter named Satya, or another name for her was Nagnajiti. And she was about to get married, and the bridegroom had to show his prowess. The king had 7 wild bulls, very powerful bulls, and the person who was going to be chosen for the daughter had to subdue all those bulls. Many princes came from all different countries and all lands, and they were all defeated. Some of them had their hands and legs broken, some of them were killed, and so forth and so on. So Krishna, he came to try. So immediately when he saw the bulls, Krishna expanded himself into 7 powerful Krishnas. And he was easily able to subdue the bulls, and he got married to the daughter. But the king was a little worried that there'll be no one who would be able to marry her because nobody was so strong. So she was very happy and very, very appreciative of Krishna subduing the bulls and marrying his daughter. All right, so I'll stop there. Any questions or comments? Yes, no, on this side. Nitai Lila.
I was just wondering, it said that one cannot see Krishna unless he's completely freed from material desires, and it's just... you mentioned that the demigods can watch and see the rasa dance. So can you explain, I mean, we know that demigods have material desires. How is it that they can actually observe?
I was wondering this? About that myself. Because, you know, there are descriptions that Lord Brahma cannot see Krishna, Lord Shiva cannot see Krishna. And then there are places where we see how they can actually see Krishna. So we have Pran Govinda Prabhu here. So I'm sure he would have an answer to that.
This discussion already took place, but in a short, it says that it is not the demigod who saw; it's their wives. They had a flower fell off. Their waist belt loosened. Their ecstasy is such a jubilant that their husbands, like Sachi, was seeing Krishna's rasa dance. And Indra...
And Sachi is the wife of Indra.
Right. And Indra was so surprised that my wife has so much love for my Lord. So that's why the husbands in the heavenly planet, they are always inclined to listen to their wife more than the earthly planet.
I see.
So all the demigods are given a chance because in the beginning of Raslila, beginning of when Mother Earth went to the milk ocean with Brahmaji and everything, in that 7 things that Lord wanted to be executed, in one of the things is that the demigod will come and join. So demigod come and join in Jodhu dynasty, in Vrindavan, everywhere. So those demigods are not the demigods that we think of, like promoted from here by the Krishna selection. They are actually expansion. They are eligible to join in the Rasa Leela, but the intensity is not yet. So they are developing this now. Then they are going to join. So they are very eligible. They are not like a Sakam Bhakta. They are very advanced.
So you're saying there are two different types of demigods.
Yes. One demigods already joined. They already came, took birth. So they are already expanded. But that doesn't mean they left entire heaven, there is no demigod. No, demigods are still there. They just expanded.
Mm.
That's how it's concluded in the Dwaraka when Krishna saw his Vairagya, detachment, that he was watching under the banyan tree and watching all these billions and billions dynasties getting killed. But are they really getting killed? No. Eternal associate Prabhupada made it very clear. They never got killed. They never died. They stayed in Dwarka. In Prabhas, where the incident took place, that Prabhas is those demigods expanded, came as a relative of Krishna. They separated.
Mm.
So another sets that coming to Vrindavan are the one watching from the sky.
Jai. Thank you. Anything else?
I just wanted to mention one, there's many, but at least one, the Nagnajita, that she had, Krishna always has a very unique quality. He reciprocates with each wives, full-fledged. So Nagnajita, when she was hearing from Narad Muni and other about she's developing love for Krishna, she already heard that he has that ability of attracting many wives, many girls. So she had one doubt whether she will get Krishna as a husband full-time or part-time or once in a 16,000. Generally, I mean, I would think also if I was a wife, how often I'll meet him, my husband. So Prabhupada gave an example that there was a Muslim king, I don't know where Prabhupada got this, in India, who had 160 wives. Prabhupada says that. I heard that in MP3. Then Prabhupada said, but he could not meet. He had to meet once a year, maybe not. It was kind of like a very... But Krishna is not like this. So when Krishna came to King Kosala, he did not know this secret of his daughter. So he placed the daughter, because she's not married yet, didn't see. In Vedic culture, you're not supposed to come in front. So she went all the way top of the tower, where she is watching the whole show. So Krishna purposely displayed this seven form and did activities in seven ways. One bull he's pushing, one bull he just turned over, one bull. Then she was so happy. Wow, he can become as many and he can give full attention to me, no problem. I am his.
I can accept him now. Okay, thank you. Trivikram had something to say.
I was trying to extend that question that Mataji asked. How is it impossible to see the demigods now? We've been reading in all the leelas that, you know, they're showing themselves in the air, in the jagya, but it seems in Kaliyug you cannot see them at all. Is there something in the scripture?
Yeah, I think everything has to do with purification. We have to qualify ourselves to even see the demigods. So they are very high. Demigods actually are quite high if we consider our position. When you consider our position, the demigods are quite high because their bodies are more subtle. For one, and just look at their, you know, the amount of service that they're doing, and just you first have to be qualified to go to any of these heavenly planets. You have to first qualify yourself, you know, like Krishna was telling Arjuna that if you fight this battle and you die on the battlefield, you can go to the heavenly planets. That is one of the results you get. So it's better you die on the battlefield and go to the heavenly planets. You know, the happier the kshatriyas to whom this fighting opportunity come on sought. So when you do that, because you're going according to rules and it's a purification one gets by dying on the battlefield, you know, on the religious activity being performed there, you know, of fighting. So we have to be qualified first to just go there, and then when we are there, the one who is most qualified, that's the one who becomes the head, the king of heaven. So that particular Indra is the best of them. So one has to get that qualification to do that. And they're very qualified. They may not be free of desire for sense gratification, but still they're very very high, very powerful. Yeah.
Prabhupada, in second canto, also in third canto, he repeated similar, the difference between human being here versus the demigod. He said that he purposely put it like that, maybe because I had a doubt. So he said that the two things, Ichha Desha, what causes the soul to be in this world, that they want to control, they literally want to control every soul. They want to control and they want to lord over. And these two things, when somebody gives up, he becomes demigod. Exact word Prabhupada says in the Bhagavatam 3rd canto. And he repeated again after a few purport, that when somebody gives up, then he becomes demigod. Demigod is not ordinary. They're very. Prabhupada also in 3rd canto, 2nd chapter, he said the Jamaraj is eternal associate who came as a Vidura. He's not there, so they're very mixed. Bamandev is the object of their worship, even though he's the youngest brother of Indra's 12 Aditya, but still they worship him. And all this expansion of Swarup Shakti also comes in heaven before Krishna performed the Leela. And they are the one who actually blend and collect all the demigods to come and join like that.
Madan Mohan, thank you.
Just two things that I remembered. Once is Prabhupada said that the demigods don't come to this planet anymore because there's no sacrifice going on. But then another time, he mentioned that they came to some of the kirtans. He said, did you see who was here? So we don't have the eyes, but Prabhupada pointed out that, do you remember who he said was there?
Yes. Narad Muni.
And then, so Jamuna Devi was leading kirtan. So Prabhupada was nodding, that's what she said, and his eyes then closed, and then he was still nodding, but then he changed his tone. Instead of chanting Hare Krishna, he's chanting Narada Muni Bhajai Vina. So everything is over, then they came in the car, and while she was driving, then she asked Prabhupada, did you like it? Prabhupada said, oh yes, it was so beautiful. Even Narad Muni loved it. He was dancing. Then she said, Narad Muni? He was there? Said, oh yes, he was dancing. Then they remember, then she says, she remembers that he was actually closed eye. He was chanting also Narad Muni instead of Hare Krishna Mahamata. So it's like.
Yeah. There was another incident also, I guess, past time where they went into this big hall and hardly anybody came. So the devotees, was it New York?
Yeah, New York, in Dallas also.
I see. So the devotees were a little feeling badly that not too many people came to listen to Prabhupada. So they told Prabhupada, you know, we're sorry that, you know, not too many people here. And Prabhupada said, no, haven't you seen Narad Muni and
Shiva.
And Lord Shiva? They were also here present. All right, so we'll end there. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Gopi Manasa.